Janet Wilson is the recently appointed executive director of Funny Bones Improv, a group that works both in New Orleans and Chicago and is dedicated to the belief that a good laugh can make almost anything better. Welcome, Janet. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Sharon.
Emily Slazer is also here. She's not only the New Orleans director for Funny Bones Improv, she's also a performer. So, Emily, for a lot of people, the idea of going into a hospital setting to work with sick kids is about as intimidating as it gets. I mean, the whole idea of sick kids is, you know, not one we want to think about. But you and your colleagues, you do it monthly, and you go into a variety of places using comedy and improvisation. Why improv?
I think what's really special about improv is that it's participatory. Participatory in a way that the kids control, so they can choose how much they want to be involved in the show. And, you know, some of our games, we can directly give them the opportunity to play with us, but every game we play using their suggestions. So whatever we do, we build that world with ideas from the kids. So it gives them a sense of control and a sense of belonging to what's happening.
So does the team meet? I mean, do you meet before? Do you have brainstorming sessions, or is it just in the moment?
Well, we do rehearse, which is not to say that we plan bits or scenes that we're going to do. We rehearse to practice the games. We do short-form improv, which means that we play games that are based around scene work with rules applied to them. So there's a game, for example, called Ding that we play, where two people are doing a scene, and whenever the person who is hosting the game says ding or rings a bell, whoever just spoke has to say something different. So we don't meet to plan what we're going to say in Ding, but we meet to play Ding so that we're practiced with the rules and we know how to work within those gimmicks of the games. We also warm up before every show just to sort of get our brains all on the same page and get us thinking about more fantastical worlds than our adult brains typically go to first. We try to have more like kid brains.
Is there some difference in the way you train your volunteers? And how do you train people? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I am really impressed by the fact that our volunteers don't other the children. We are not othering toward them. We treat them like we would treat any kid. And of course, when we have a group, we might have higher energy levels, but we're always striving to be very appropriate for the room and to not overwhelm whoever's watching our show and to not make them feel like we're barging into their space and we're going to be boisterous and demand so much of their energy. And so I think we just know how to moderate our energy and our attention level for the room. And when it's one kid, we can learn more about them and what they're interested in than we can with a larger group.
Janet,
yes.
You know, I know you're the new executive director, which gives you sort of the national overview. And I know that this program is both in Chicago and in New Orleans. So tell us a little bit about the Funny Bones Improv origins. I'm not
sure.
That familiar.
Our founder, Jolene Filler, started in Chicago, and we just celebrated in New Orleans our six-year anniversary this month.
Oh, wow.
So she did it up there for 2 years before coming down here. I believe it was 2 years. Mm-hmm. And currently, between Chicago and New Orleans, we do 8 shows a month.
Wow.
And that's the potential for 96 shows a year.
Wow.
And potential to reach 768 children a year. So we're really proud of our touch.
Well, who does it? I mean, who are the, you know, improvisers, shall I say? Who do you have other than you two?
Well, in Chicago, I was just there recently, and I was talking to someone, and they estimated there are over 10,000 improvisers in Chicago.
Right? You kidding?
No. I don't know if they were kidding me or not. Sometimes I'm not sure which world I'm living in, but that's what they said. And there's a lot of people who are willing and interested and love doing it and want to volunteer their time here. And here, we have about 15 right now. Some of them are studying to be improvisers with the new movement, and some just have come to it through us.
And what do you do? I hate to ask this question. I don't mean to stick a negative in here, but, you know, I mean, I would be a terrible improv person. So what if I volunteered and you found out that I really wasn't what you want?
You could come help us take notes.
Oh,
luckily, we haven't encountered that yet.
Good for you. Well, thank you both so very much. I think, you know, all of us recognize it's, at least I do, it's almost impossible not to join in a group that's laughing.
Thank you.
Wonderful and generous gift that you give. And thanks for telling us about it, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharon.